Your LD says, we've got a DMX issue, give us 30 minutes. Do you know whether to panic, escalate, or just go grab a tea? After this module, you do. And across the next 5 modules, you'll have that same footing for sound, for stage management, and for reading their plots and specs line by line. Welcome to Tier 1B. Tier 1A put you in the production manager's chair and gave you the framework. Schedule, team, compliance, budget. Tier 1B is the other half, the vocabulary and the BS detection that make up the Bachelor of Being Unbullshittable. This is Module 1 of 6. We start with lighting, because it's the department most teachers feel least equipped to question, and the one where the quotes run highest. What this module is not: a substitute for hiring a competent LD. The pros do the work. The skill is in communicating credibly with the pros so they can't bullshit you, and in reading their quotes so they can't overbill you on the technical detail. That's the goal. Be unconnable, not a tech. Theatre lighting has thousands of terms, and you'll never need most of them. You need about 20. The words that come up in every planning meeting, every quote, and every give us a minute moment during tech. Here's the trick as we go. Listen for which words mean, stay out of the way and let them work, and which mean, ask one sharp question. DMX, dimmer rack, focus hours, and movers are the second kind. I'll go quickly. The full definitions are in your reading copy. DMX. Think of it as the river of information that runs to every light. It's the digital signal carrying instructions from the console out to every dimmer and every fixture. It's how all the devices in the lighting network talk to each other. So if DMX is broken, nothing works. Not a single light responds, because they have all lost the line that controls them. That's genuine work to fix. Grab a tea and don't ask questions until they come to you. Channel. A numbered slot on the console that controls one or more fixtures. Channel 47 is dark means one fixture isn't lighting up. Routine. Patch. The map from console channels to physical fixtures via DMX addresses. Repatching is brain on work. If they ask for 20 minutes, give them 20 minutes. Dimmer. Controls brightness on conventional fixtures. A dimmer rack holds many channels. Losing a rack means up to 24 channels dark. That's a real problem. Ask rack, breaker, or upstream power. That question alone signals you know enough. Fixture. The physical light unit. The lamp is the bulb. Light is just colloquial. You've got conventional versus moving lights. Conventional is static. Moving lights pan, tilt, and change color from the console. Movers cost 3 to 5 times more to hire. So worth asking, could we swap a mover for a conventional plus a gel and get the same effect for half the cost? Often, yes. Focus. Aiming. Shuttering. Colouring each fixture. EWP work. 4 hours for 60 fixtures is honest. 6 hours is overquoted unless the rig is genuinely complex. Plot. The design drawing showing every fixture's position, type, color and function. Then the bar, or LX bar. That's a horizontal pipe across the stage that fixtures are suspended from and clipped to. The onstage bars are numbered from downstage, nearest the audience, through to upstage, furthest back. So LX1, LX2, and so on. The FOH bar is the front of house bar out in the auditorium, and those positions get labeled by where they sit in the house rather than numbered up the stage. Trim. That's the height the bar flies out to. It's working height above the stage once it's set. The number's set by the lighting designer, or sometimes just by the physical limits of the space, typically 7 to 9 meters for a school theater. Cue, a programmed lighting state on the console with a go trigger. The SM calls go from the run sheet. The console is the lighting control desk. ETC ION, Grandma, Ava lights, HOG, don't touch it. Then house lights, FOH wash, blackout. House to half means audience lights dimmed. The show is starting. Blackout in 3 means 3 seconds to total dark. Wash versus spot. Wash is broad, even light, usually 4 to 8 fixtures with diffusion and gel. Spot is a single focused beam. Gel. Colored plastic filter. L201 means Li-201 full CT blue. Stock items run about $3 to $8 Australian dollars per sheet. Gobo. A metal or glass stencil that projects a pattern. Stock Gobos are around $30. Glass Custom is $150 or more. Tech Rehearsal versus Dress Rehearsal. Tech is Q-by-Q, slow, technical. Dress is a full performance run with all elements. Tech feels like nothing's happening to the cast. That's normal. Standby Q. That's the SM warning the operator a Q is about to be called. Then the pre-rig pre-show check. Turning the system on, verifying every channel and Q fires. 60 to 90 minutes is standard for a musical. Strike. The reverse of bump-in. Usually takes 50 to 60% of bump-in time. Plan the post-strike pizza. Vocabulary gets you into the conversation. Reading the quote is where it pays for itself. Look, a higher quote isn't a fixed price handed down from on high. It's an opening position, built on the assumption that the school won't read it line by line. So let's read it line by line. Here's a typical lighting higher quote for a school musical. 48 Source 4 LED fixtures at $45 a day for 8 days. That's $17,280. Over-rigged. A musical typically needs 30 to 40 conventionals. Ask. Can we reduce to 36 and run a wash plus key approach? Right there, you're saving $4,300. 8 row point moving heads at $220 a day for 8 days. $14,080, likely overspec. Points a big touring kit. For a school show, 4 movers usually does it. And cheaper movers like Chauvet or ADJ at $110 a day are fine. Saving $5,600. Console plus DMX plus cabling. $2,200. Fare for an ETC Ion or Grand May with cabling. 4 hours focus plus 2 operators. $1,160. Fare for the rig size as quoted. If you trim the rig, the focus hours come down with it. Pre-rig site visit at $650 fixed. Overspec if they've worked your venue before. Ask for itemization. Usually waived or halved. Compliance documentation at $1,400. We covered this in Module 4. Itemize it. Drops to $200 to $400. So the original quote is $36,790. After fixture count rationalization, mover substitution, a site visit waiver, and compliance itemization, you're looking at $20,500 to $23,000. Saving over $13,000 on a single production. And look, the conversation doesn't have to be adversarial. It's simply, we love the design. Here's what we can fit in our $22,000 lighting budget. Help us hit it without losing the warm wash into cyclorama moment that makes the Act 2 opener work. Reputable contractors reshape the quote willingly, because the alternative for them is losing the job, or you switching to in-house gear. You don't need a speech. You need 5 or 6 phrases you can drop without hesitating at the right moment in a meeting. Said with the same flatness an LD would use, they do most of the work for you. They tell the contractor this is a school that reads its quotes. Practice them out loud before you use them in front of anyone. Seriously, say them out loud once. The confidence is half the signal. 1. Could we substitute a conventional plus gel for one of the movers? Same beat, lower cost. 2. What's the trim on LX2? I want to make sure the masking lines work. 3. Is the compliance documentation line itemized? I'd like to see the SBMs as part of the quote. 4. You've got 84 fixtures on the plot. Could we run a stripped down 60 fixture version for the matinee? 5. What's your console preference, and is the school's existing patch reusable from last year's plot? 6. If we trim the rig to 36 fixtures, what's the impact on focus hours? The point is not to sound like an LD, the point is to sound like a teacher who has had this conversation before. That alone shifts the dynamic from school that'll pay whatever we quote to school that's going to read the quote. One move to carry into your next lighting meeting. You don't have to win on technical detail, you just have to show you'll read the quote. 20 words of vocabulary plus 1 rate anchored question changes how every line after it gets priced, and the tools carry the record for you. Easy Orchestra's plot view lets you mock up a lighting plot at a high level, which is useful for the early conversation with the LD before any quote is generated. Easy Risk's hazard library has a pre-populated set of lighting rigging hazards from Module 1. An easy scheduler tracks focus hours plus strike hours against actual. So when the quote says 4 hours of focus, you can see whether 4 hours is what it actually took. Open exercise 1B 1.1. Read the annotated sample quote in your resource pack and write your accept question challenge notes. Then exercise 1B 1.2, the vocabulary self-test. Run the flashcards twice. On the second pass, write a sentence using each term in context. Next module is speak sound, gain structure, monitor mixes, FOH versus engineer, wireless coordination, and the difference between a sound op and a system engineer, including why one's billing rate is double the other.